Each year, the diocese has rolls out a stewardship theme, and so this year's theme is going to be the stewardship push has not started, obviously, but the theme is going to be around once one becomes a disciple or chooses to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, stewardship is not an option. And so stewardship is the way of life of a disciple, a follower of Christ. And stewardship, we would say, extends to every single part of our life. And everyone knows what the definition of stewardship is. It's the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor. So at the heart of it all, this way of life of a disciple is about receiving God's gifts. So what are God's gifts? Is it just eternal life? That's the number one, eternal life, obviously, and relationship with God. But does it extend further than, at least maybe on the horizontal plane, to other things that we have and that we encounter in this life? And we would say a definite yes, that God's gifts extend horizontally, you might say, to everything that we use and that's at our disposal for use each and every day. And so we hear in that reading from Wisdom about that God created all things, right? And there's not a destructive drug among them or nothing of the netherworld. Okay, so nothing evil. So creation is good. And we take this for granted, this teaching and this understanding, but it hasn't been so through the history of the church. There was actually heresies throughout the church of like anything that was material or related to creation, the physical world was bad, and only those things that were connected to the spiritual world were good. And so you could see how that would have effects in the way that we treated our bodies and that we, use the things of this world. If they were bad and they brought us down, right, then we would try to shed ourselves of those things or use them carelessly because they have no importance. So Wisdom, already in the Old Testament, recognizing that all creation is good, okay, that God didn't make a destructive drug among them. He meant them to be used. And our stewardship extends in this horizontal way. Well, this reading is very appropriate as we consider kind of an expanded notion and understanding of what the stewardship way of life is, as it extends to every single part of our lives, every single part of our lives, and how the Pope, just within the last week, has issued an encyclical, which is an exercise of his teaching authority as Pope, on the care of our common home, the environment. You probably, if you've been paying attention to the papers or to the news, they've highlighted it here and there, and there's some contentious things, opinions associated with what the Pope has written on our care for our common home, the environment, because Pope Francis, he likes to get into the very practical, ordinary things of everyday life, and so that's certain. He doesn't stay in the abstract, you might say, or in the conceptual. So there are certain, he's taken position on some very, everyday matters and how we use the earth. So what he's saying in that document, though, the kind of overall theme is that everything that exists is a gift from God, and it can be used. It is to be used as a means and instruments to grow closer to God. And so how we treat the things of this earth and our environment is connected to our own salvation. And that we think about the stewardship way of life, that makes total sense, right? Because a steward just doesn't use things without discretion. He or she recognizes that everything that I have, everything that I am, is gift, right? It's a gift from a loving creator. And so that frames and shapes how I use the things of this earth. I haven't had a chance to read the encyclical yet, just bits and pieces of it. It's not in hard copy form. I'm waiting for it to come out in hard copy form because I like to read it. I prefer to read like that than electronically. But I have seen bits and pieces of it. So I don't know if the Pope addresses this point, though. I think it's important when we consider the gifts of the Lord, right, and that how that extends to everything, everything about our entire lives, that we don't forget the distinction between the gifts of the Lord and the giver. The gifts and the giver. You've all heard the saying, don't be so enamored with the gifts of the Lord that you forget the Lord of the gifts. Children or someone can get caught up in, you know, the material possessions and the gifts that their parents or someone gives them, and they lose connection with the giver. That the whole purpose of the gifts are to express the love of the giver. So those things have to be held together. And so the first movement for us, I think, to really understand and appreciate how to live our stewardship out when it comes to the environment and when we're reading the Pope's document and when we're using the things that at our disposal each and every day, that we first begin with the giver. St. John of Avila is a doctor of the church. He was born in 1499. He died in 1569. He's from Spain. He spoke about how God bestows many beautiful and wonderful gifts upon his creatures. And so he's talking about basically everything in creation that we have to use and enjoy each and every day. But he says they pale in comparison to the gift of God in which he gives us his heart, his love. That puts perspective there, right? So we start with, it's, you know, what's special, what we are to appreciate, the foundation, the reference point for us is that God gives us his heart. And St. John of Avila says, if he gives us his heart, he gives us his whole self. That's really hard to grasp. And it kind of leads one into awe. And it needs to be pondered and prayed with and petitioned for. You know, Lord, help me to appreciate that you have given me your heart. You have given me your total self. And so once we appreciate the giver, it's much easier to understand how to relate to the gifts of the giver, you know, which would include everything in creation and everything that's at our disposal to use each and every day. And so we ask the Holy Spirit, I think, and we have to keep praying to the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit, we can't come to this on our own, is that we would have a deeper understanding, appreciation of the ultimate gift that God gives us, and the gift of himself, his heart, his son, to each one of us, as if we were the only one, so that we might appreciate all of the other gifts that he bestows upon us each and every day.